One day the people say what Joshua predicted they'd say. They say to Samuel, give us a king that we may be like the nations round about us. Samuel fell on his face on the ground in tears. God said, get up, Samuel. They haven't rejected you. They rejected me. And it must have pierced the eardrums of Samuel. God said, I'm going to give them what they asked for. Friends, we'd better watch what we ask God for. We might just get it and then be in a mess. God granted their request, but sent leanness into their souls, to quote Psalm 106, verse 15. He gave them a king in his anger and took him away in his wrath, to quote Hosea 13:11. And so he granted them a king. And from the moment Saul was appointed king over the United Kingdom, that means the 12 tribes were still together, and he ruled for 40 years, and then David 40, and then Solomon 40, and the 120 years of the United Kingdom, the people just kept getting farther and farther and farther from God, and Abraham's seed was on the verge of annihilating itself through a spiritual indifference that was really a plague. And at the end of Solomon's day, he had become so corrupt, 1 Kings 11, verse 1, had married foreign women and brought strange gods into Israel's camp. He was so weak that his own son Rehoboam was an unwise man. And this allowed an evil man named Jeroboam to say in 1 Kings 12:28, remember that, 1 Kings 12, we've gone up to Jerusalem long enough. He took 10 of the 12 tribes, dividing Israel, and went to the north to the eventual capital city of Samaria and formed the northern kingdom of Israel.